Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Obviously, we've been talking some Browns here. The Garrett Wilson rumors that seem to never go away. So we got that to talk about. We've got Browns versus Patriots to get into. And every single Wednesday at 3:20, we're joined by Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com. She joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Ashley, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, guys, as usual.
Well, it is great to have you. We actually will get into a little Cavs because I know you're also a Cavs fan as well. May I ask you, though, Garrett Wilson, is it if he is truly available, is that right time, right place for the Cleveland Browns to go try and make that move?
So, you know, it's interesting. Like, I hadn't actually even really heard or been paying much attention about this, which to me kind of signals like, okay, this is probably a lot of outside chatter more than anything, more than something substantial inside the building. But look, I mean, never say never, right? My colleague Mary Kay Cabot like has reported that they probably are actually more likely to be buyers versus like having a fire sale ahead of the trade deadline. So it's interesting. Garrett Wilson was a guy in that 2022 draft that we were really hyper fixated on for a while before the Deshaun Watson trade happened. But, you know, at the same time, they as an organization are so valuing this upcoming draft and having those two first round picks. So it depends on, I would say, how much they like him. Like, is that worth giving up what you would have to give up in order to get him? But again, I think for right now, to me, this feels like a lot of outside chatter more than anything, but this receiving room certainly could use some help. They like don't have a true passing threat right now. I mean, and that's partially the fault, I think, of everyone, right? The quarterback play, the pass catchers they do have and what they've done to get them open. But overall, to me, the Garrett Wilson stuff feels like kind of a lot of outside chatter and, you know, fodder among us more than something coming out of the building necessarily here.
Obviously, you believe in the reporting from Mary Kay, but do you believe that this is how this all go down, that they will be buyers more than sellers at this deadline then?
I do. Like, I mean, I think it makes sense, and I think they really, you know, will look to kind of fill some things out. And look, I think we've seen the moves that they've made already. And I think while people were bumping on them at first, like this idea of trading Flacco, to me, that move was more about them getting a pick for a player they weren't planning on playing anymore. And like the discussion about should they have been able to get more out of Joe Flacco that's a separate discussion. I think they went with the draft pick there. And then Brad Newsome for Tyson Campbell. Like, I've been really impressed with Tyson Campbell so far. I love how fast he is. He's a bigger corner. Like, he adds something to that room that they didn't have. And he's played really well. So, like, none of this is signaling fire sale to me. I would expect them to, you know, hopefully add some more pieces offensively. Look, I still think they need offensive line help. I would be calling about tackles, too. I'd be calling about pass catchers. Just because you need to do something to open up this run game. So I could see how it makes sense because you still need that offense to function. Even if you're accepting, okay, we're not like Super Bowl contenders this year. This is not like the last couple of years. You need things to be functioning at a higher clip than they are currently.
Ashley, we've had some debates on the show about Dylan Gabriel and his performance through the first three games. What grade would you give Dylan's performance over the first three games of his Browns career?
Ooh, over the first three games, let's see. I know wins and losses, not technically a quarterback stat, but we got one win, no interceptions, but nothing too risky, right? So, for me, I don't know, like that seems like kind of in the middle, like are we maybe a C plus B minus sort of range, like just because of the no turnovers, but there's not been anything spectacular to me to earn a super high grade. Now, I don't know if they are being overly conservative with him. That was kind of a discussion, you know, with Kevin Stefanski today, and he talked about not being conservative for the case of being conservative, like just in the hopes of not turning the ball over. But to me, that's felt like a lot of what we watched. Now, how much of that is Dylan Gabriel's fault versus the play calling versus the game plan? I think it falls more on the latter. But then again, with Dylan, you look at especially that like Steelers game, right? And some of those throws were not super accurate. So again, I think it'd probably be more in like the C plus range for me when I sit here and think about each of these three starts and what he's done not so well, versus what he has done well. I think there's still more they need to try to open up with him.
What did you make of the omission from Kevin Stefanski today about how he handles Dylan Gabriel getting the first team reps and Shedeur Sanders getting none of them?
You know, I really didn't make much of it. I know it's a story that people are going to talk about because everyone wants to or is curious to know about how Shedeur Sanders is doing, what they are doing with him. But it was something that to me just felt pretty standard, and people are saying, well, Dylan got first team reps when Joe was here. I think that was a little different because like Joe Flacco is such a veteran. And on top of it, when Dylan would get reps, it would maybe be like one or two reps to close out a drill is typically the standard. Again, we can't watch practice, so we're not getting a breakdown by breakdown of snaps and reps and the things we do in training camp. But that is typically how it goes, is your backup would get one or two reps to close out drills here or there. And Joe, you know, I was saying earlier today, like he doesn't need to, and he probably shouldn't be taking every single rep in practice in the lead up to a game. You don't need it at that stage of his career. For Dylan Gabriel, it is different. He is a rookie. I think you do need all the reps you can get at this point and to get him back into the swing of things. So on top of it, we do know like they're essentially like two spotting sort of still with Shedeur Sanders getting plenty of reps on other fields and obviously doing the scout team stuff he's doing. And Mary Kay has reported before, you know, he's going on Fridays and working out with BW players on his own to get more reps. So it's not like he's standing there and not doing anything just because he's not getting those one or two reps at the end of drills and practice behind Dylan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, Ashley, I'm interested as we start to look to this Patriots game. How big of a challenge? I know we're coming off the first six games, impossible. The seventh game, quite possible. How do you stack up this Patriots team in terms of maybe the challenge the Browns have on their hands on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I think it's somewhere in the middle. The Patriots have a 5-2 record, but you look at their five wins. They came against Miami, Carolina, New Orleans, Tennessee, and Buffalo. Like, of those five wins, Buffalo is far and away the best team. Now, where the challenge is the Mike Vrabel factor. He's obviously here as a coaching consultant last year. He knows Jim Schwartz very well. Jim Schwartz was on his staff as a consultant when Braves was still in Tennessee. So there's an element of familiarity there. The other thing to know about this New England team is the fact that they are one of the best run defenses in the league. They're currently number three, giving up an average of 77.1 yards per game, and also number three in only 3.4 yards per play. So that is an interesting sort of thing to think about when you think about where the Browns are with this offense and how Quinshon Judkins has been, I think, easier in recent weeks to game plan for. Now, he still had 80-plus yards against the Dolphins, but they were a bad run defense. The Patriots have not surrendered 50 yards to a single running back through their first seven games this year. And that's something that's never happened in franchise history, according to their game notes. So that, to me, is the interesting element of this game. Are the Browns going to be able to do anything to allow Quinshon Judkins to break free? Now, the flip side of that, I do think this Browns defense, Mike Vrabel even said it today in his press conference talking to New England reporters, this is the toughest defense that they have faced. So two kind of unknowns there, I guess, on both sides because of each of these teams' defenses right now.
So what you're saying is fans are going to be yelling at Stefanski for not running the ball in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Nick
that's
Wilson.
Basically probably what's going to happen. Fans and Nick Wilson are going to be upset potentially.
It's going to be really awkward if Dylan Gabriel is just tossing 58 times and dropping back 58 times as well in the process. Everyone's going to be like, oh, I thought you learned, Kevin. But like the game plan, if Stefanski plays matchups, I feel like to a large degree. And so it wouldn't surprise me if that's how it goes, Ashley.
Yeah. And look, Pittsburgh, we saw what happened there, right? They were struggling early. And they got away from the run. And, you know, the reasoning of, well, we were down. Well, you were, but for like most of the first half, it was like 9-0. This was by no means a sealed victory for the Patriots. And, oh, no, we're running out of time. And they got away from the run well before halftime. So I think you're going to, if it's really the best functioning part of your offense, it's going to have to be something like we saw with the Dolphins, where there were some negative yardage plays, some things that didn't work early, but they stuck with it and were, you know, still going back to Quinshon Judkins, and it was enough to get some things going.
Ashley, last year, I was motivated to move off Kevin Stefanski because you had Vrabel in the building. And obviously that didn't happen. Stefanski's back this year. But there is some questioning about, you know, if you go 3-14 or if you go 4-13, whether you might have to make a head coaching change there. And it got me thinking about why I was comfortable last year. It was because Vrabel was there. I considered that to be an upgrade. So that's the root of the question now that I've given you my opinion and 60 seconds of airtime. So I'll ask you, specific to this year, as we kind of look at the end of the year, if they're deliberating a change there, how hard do you think it would be to upgrade on Kevin Stefanski this offseason?
It's a good question. And, you know, even last offseason, my kind of thought process was, well, if you would decide to move on, like Kevin Stefanski would be probably the top coaching candidate in that cycle. Like it probably would have been him and Vrabel, right? So that is where it gets interesting. Like I still think I'm in the same spot with this team. Like I'm not feeling or getting the vibe that they are thinking about changes. Again, I think so much comes back to this year's draft, and they knew coming into this year what the quarterback situation was, that it wasn't necessarily ideal in terms of having that guy for the future, and you know it, and everything is fine and dandy, and you're going to build around one person. I mean, this was an open competition between four guys. So I feel like they're kind of in the same spot. I feel like I think about it similarly. Look, if they made a change, I think he would be a pretty sought after candidate. And I mean, ironically in all this, Mike Vrabel is kind of the example of why you make that change and it doesn't quite work. I mean, look what's happening in Tennessee right now. Like they had some down years, they let him go, and now they had to fire Brian Callahan after the first six games this year. He couldn't even make it through two seasons. So it just kind of goes to show the grass might not always be greener in some of these cases.
Ashley, should we be using the Patriots as one of the success stories of how to basically just turn it around and have it not take forever in order to do so after moving on from head coaches, et cetera?
I mean, you can look at it like that, right? But I guess my cautious take would be what I said at the beginning of this, that yes, they're 5-2, but four of the teams they've beaten have been some not so great teams, including a team that this 2-5 Browns team has also beaten. So you kind of got to see how the season plays out, but I do think it's a testament to how important the culture of like a head coach can be and what they've done with Mike Vrabel there and how tough-nosed they are and what he's established there. I think that's definitely something to take away. And look, when Jerron Mayo wasn't working out there, they moved on, right? Like they felt like it was time to move on. They thought they would have a chance to get Vrabel, and it was a move that paid off. But I think all those things had to kind of coalesce, and he had to be available, and they had to think he was the right guy. So again, it's one of those things that it's a testament to him and the work he's done, but it can still be very hard to predict. Like obviously if it was easy to carbon copy that exact plan, every team in the NFL that had a losing record would do it.
Ashley, we know the main responsibility at Cleveland.com is as the Browns beat and part of that, but you also cover some Cavs as well. People have said there's a discernible lack of buzz. I actually push back and say I just think it's a lack of drama. How do you perceive where things are with the Cavaliers heading into the season?
I mean, that's maybe a good way to put it, right? A lack of drama. But look, it's so tough because Cleveland is such a football town. Like, I think when the Browns are playing, that is so much of where fans' attention goes. I also think, look, it's the nature of an NBA season. There's 82 regular season games. So right now, when we sit here at the end of October, people might not be dialed in the same way unless the Cavs go on an amazing win streak like they did last year. So I think there are questions about the Cavs, right? And you look at how they've done in the postseason each of the last handful of years and when they've gotten eliminated and how can this team get over that hump? But it does feel like overall just the number of games and nature of the sport, it sort of lends itself to less drama right now when they're a young team that, quite honestly, I think the way they've performed over the last 5 years has been ahead of schedule in a lot of ways. So fans have mostly had pleasant surprises with them as opposed to the Browns, where there have been these really high expectations and then outside of 2023, really, them not meeting them. So it's kind of you know, a tale of two teams to me in that way.
Ashley, I'd really like to commend us here for not making it weird in this one.
I thought we did a real good job.
Like, it's been so a while. Well.
I was so close to talking so about you carving Paul Anka into a pumpkin and going down that road. And I thought it came out really nicely. Yeah. And that'll just be our nice compliment of the day.
Yeah.
That I appreciate it. I freehanded that, by the way. So I think I have a hidden talent that.
You got a real talent for that.
I know. I just should. That could be my side hustle. I don't know how lucrative it would be to say, hey, I can freehand carve my dog into a pumpkin. Like, do you want 14 of them? I don't know how much money I would make, but I'm very proud of it. It's on my Twitter. Folks can find it there.
You never know until you try. Ashley, great stuff as always. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Ashley Bastock at Cleveland.com. She joins us every single Wednesday at 3:20. Great stuff on the Cleveland Browns.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.